And as I've been telling you this morning, I'm going to have the opportunity to visit about a project that really I think most people throughout the country Sunshine listening area are familiar with. And we have with us this morning, Corinne Jenkins. Corinne, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for having us. It's good to see you.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you. What have you been up to recently?
Well, we're adjusting to a quieter household.
Yeah.
Two at college, but Mallory's keeping us busy with cross country and volleyball and dance team.
Mallory is a freshman. Yes.
Yeah.
Doing very well.
She's doing really well. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So we have Dave. How's it going, David?
Good. How are you?
That's doing
good.
Very well. How was your summer?
Just good. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? Keeping up with Mallory and going here and there? And
yeah. So I mean, Kurt reminds me where I need to be when I need
I
to
understand.
Be.
I understand. So be here at this time.
That's right.
And don't be late.
Exactly.
I know exactly how that works. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Well, and so I hear this. So I don't know. I know Ty had the opportunity to visit with Ty this summer.
Yeah, that's right.
As he was an intern with Milestone Financial.
Yep.
Obviously got to know Carly very well through volleyball and super, but I'm looking forward to getting to know Mallory a little better, and I understand she's quite the girl.
Yeah, she's super active. She decided this summer that she was going to just see if running was in the mix for her along with volleyball, so she took it upon herself to train all summer. And
she's really good.
Now she's running varsity cross country.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's all done right. Well, so far.
Will you make the trip to Underwood tonight?
We will, yeah. First volleyball game for her.
I know.
So excited.
I'm excited about this. It seems like a slow start. I know they've been playing weekends, and they have had a great start.
Yeah.
But this will be our first opportunity to get the broadcast. So.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the La La Project.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing the La La Project?
It's crazy to believe it. This is year 11.
11 years.
11 years.
So I want to know, and we've talked about this, but give me the 30,000-foot view of how the La La Project came about. And it was kind of organically and kind of by accident, right?
Yeah, it was just by accident. So my mom passed when I was 16 years old from colon cancer. And crazy enough, that's actually going to be 30 years ago this November.
Wow.
So, 11 years ago, we just by chance were like, let's plan a package of pumpkins. And then we ended up with way more than we thought we'd have. So it's like, what do you do with all these pumpkins? And went down to the end of the driveway and, lifted the door to the shed and had this like first little sale and said we were going to make cancer care packages. It was kind of teach the kids, our kids, about my mom and what she went through. And in like an hour, they raised like $800. So
that's how it started.
Blossomed from there. Yeah.
And every year it just seems like it grows a little bit. The reach expands.
It does.
And it has grown into a significant project at this point, right?
For sure.
Still with the same mission of giving care packages to people with cancer, right?
Yep.
That are going through cancer treatments.
Exactly. We work, really close with the hospital here in town. MCMH is great to tell us like, hey, obviously, they can't tell us who's getting the care packages, but hey, we might need gas cards or we need blankets, pillows, whatever it is. They just kind of tell us what it is they need.
Yeah.
And that's what we do is provide that stuff to them after we receive all these donations from the pumpkin sale.
So do you just work exclusively through MCMH or do you still send out care packages yourself or how does that work?
Yeah. We still do the separate packages for those that are not doing their care here in Red Oak.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of people that go to Shenandoah, for instance. Like, that's where radiation, the most local radiation, I believe, is Shenandoah. So you've got some going there. Some going to Omaha, Des Moines, all over.
What are some of the things that are in the care packages?
You're doing great.
Okay.
You're doing great, Corinne. Just keep rolling here.
Sorry.
Now, if you just sit over there in a corner.
Some of the big things, if anyone's going through chemotherapy, a lot of times they're in a chair for more than, 30 minutes. It could be 8 hours.
Yeah.
So we do a neck pillow, which is like your travel neck pillow. A port pillow, which is something that can go on their seatbelt. If you get a port placed in your chest, that can be uncomfortable with the seatbelt. So a little pillow there. Both of those items, we are really fortunate someone makes those for us, which is a huge cost savings. And she actually kind of caters those to some fun fabrics. So I was telling Aaron before, if you're a Hawkeye fan, for instance, You could maybe get a Hawkeye.
Not that there's
pillow.
A game coming up this
Not,
weekend.
Right. But by chance.
Yes.
Drop that in there.
Uh-huh.
We do some homemade lotions.
You notice she went with the Hawkeyes and not the Cyclones.
Right
Did
away.
You notice that?
I was just saying. Yeah. So port pillows, lemonhead candy. We put a note in there, too, explaining why. For example, like lemonhead candy. I'm sure some people are like, what is that? Well, chemo can skew your taste buds. A lot of people say they taste like metal from your silverware or from a pop can.
You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Lemon heads can help adjust their taste buds.
Oh.
Same with, like, peppermint tea. So we do hospital socks. There's activity books. A journal, that's something a lot of people have told us is important. They like to journal through their
So it's very much tailored to that process specifically.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't know that about the lemon head candy. That's kind of interesting. So.
Yeah. A silk pillowcase. We've been told that, too. With your hair loss, your head can get really sensitive.
Huh.
So, a silk pillowcase.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Very interesting. Do you have any idea? Probably not. I mean, this is 11 years. I would guess thousands of care packages probably at this point. Do you have any idea how many that you have provided?
I would guess thousands. I mean,
there again, that was something we never really thought would.
Right. You're like, we'll do it. And then all of a sudden, here we are 11 years later.
Oh, we should have kept track of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't know how many are going out, like at the hospital. So.
Right. Because, well, that some of that information is protected,
that's
right?
Protected.
Right.
So,
yeah. Through HIPAA and that sort of thing.
But I feel like we go through phases where we can have none, which is great.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we have five or six that week.
Okay. So it started with some pumpkin seeds that you planted and made $800.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought, well, let's just help this. So to this point, now you grow pumpkins, you have multiple people that help you grow pumpkins, and then you have, I think, businesses that chip in to help pick the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what it is like, because that's coming up here very soon. In fact, on Sunday, September 20th at the White Fair Building.
Yes.
Correct.
So what's that whole process like, Dave? Who else helping you? Who's
so, when we started this, we had a patch at our house, which it wasn't, wasn't a big patch, which, you don't need a lot of area. I mean, well, you do need a lot of area, but to plant the pumpkins doesn't take much, but then they vine out and they get pretty big. So then it's, as time has gone on, obviously it's become more and more popular. We used to have it at the house, and it got busy. So then we moved it to the fairgrounds. It's the third year, I think, at the fairgrounds, which is, it's fantastic that we have that's an issue that we have so many people that come to it. So,
it's awesome. I mean, that you have that many people that participate.
So now we started planting them in fields to make more room to get, I think we're just short of an acre now, I think, is what we're, there's no way Corinne and I or even our kids, we could pick all them ourselves.
Right.
It would take quite a while, so.
Have you started picking it all yet, or are you still?
We picked four, and they're out here on your doorstep.
Oh, no way.
And that's it.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you.
That is it so far.
I need to step out and check that out. So
we will be picking next Friday the 18th.
Okay.
Do
you have people coming to help pick?
Yep. So the Allensworth Heating and Cooling, the Scott is and Gail have offered their
crew
to come.
They're a good bunch of people, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are.
They make it go over really quick.
You betcha.
It is such a huge help.
That's a blessing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are so grateful for that because it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Do you have other people helping you grow that we can mention? Who's helping you grow?
Yep. So, Brunings, I think I'm.
Kevin and Jesse.
Yep.
And Kenny and Carlene Bruning.
Yes.
And then Jim Bourne.
Okay.
Yep.
Because you go through a lot of pumpkins.
We do.
With this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to pick the pumpkins next week.
Yes.
And then you will bring all those pumpkins in to the White Fair Building and set them up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday at the White Fair Building in Red Oak, starting at 1 p.m., you're going to open the doors.
Yep.
And people are going to come in, and will you price the pumpkins? How does it work? What do you do from there?
It's you donate what you want. You take what you want. There's no price on.
It's a free will kind of thing,
basically.
I would encourage people to be generous with this. I know we've talked about this, but this is an opportunity to give back.
Yeah.
I mean, pay way more than you think you should.
People are super generous. They might take the little baby gourd and
What's the most popular? What are people looking for? Because you have all sorts of sizes of small and big and scaly and smooth and everything.
I feel like a lot of women like myself, the the weirder the better.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of those.
It explains
like,
a lot.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all coming together.
On that yeah. one. Yeah.
Of course, people love their jack-o'-lanterns, right?
Sure.
Or painting or carving. But we love all the bumpy, warty ones. I think yeah. last year we brought one to you.
It looked
like kind of a sweater.
It was cool. We have more comments on that.
We have some weird ones out there. But when we were out there the other day kind of scoping things out, we can't get to a lot of it yet. It's covered in so many vines. So,
and that's what it's hard to judge how many we have because the vines are so thick that you can't see. And
so you don't know really. So you get in there.
I mean,
no. I always worry that it's not enough, and he just is good at reminding me. What we have is what we have.
It is what it is, yeah. right?
And we've never gone through growing pumpkins where we've had this much rain in a year's time. So I guess we could have Googled it to see if that hurts pumpkins or
is
not.
Is it good or bad?
We both kind of thought that it looks like they came on a little later than normal. So that, for me, is a little bit concerning. Like, maybe they're not as far along as we want them to be. But, you know, we have to kind of time this around our private life, you know, between obviously volleyball, cross country, and then, you know, our harvesting. So it's ideal to get this done before he's in the field for
that's coming
six,
up.
8 weeks.
Yeah. How are the crops looking, by the way?
Pretty good. I'm curious to see, like, I think it'll be remotely close to last year, but the wet spots, obviously, like I said, the amount of rain we've had this year,
it's
the wet spots are pretty easy to pick them out.
Yeah.
So. And that old yield monitor drops quickly when you hit those, and it takes a while to get it back up.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I tell you, it's been quite a year. So we're going to show up at 1 o'clock on Sunday, September 20th at the White Fair Building. When they're gone, they're gone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you go through all the pumpkins? Have you always gone through, or do you have a few left over, or is it pretty
last
much gone?
Last year we had leftovers, which I think was kind of a combination of a couple of things. Last year we did it on a Saturday. A lot of that being it was our 10th year. We had a lot of family in town.
Yeah.
But we also did here Saturday. It's too busy. We have football. We have volleyball and all this stuff. And I get it. We do too. Normally.
You're right there.
So
yeah,
we're
you're right there. Yeah.
So we're back to Sunday because that works for the majority. But we also grew more last year. I think we had a little bit bigger of a spot. So I don't think we're going to have as many as we had last year.
Okay.
But I still think we'll have plenty of pumpkins.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it on a Sunday this year. So we open the doors, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, so the absolute best selection is right when you open the door.
Yeah.
Be there ready to go.
Yes.
It's a free will donation. Mm-hmm. Get one or two or six or seven or ten, whatever you need.
Yep.
Yeah.
But be generous. Now, are there other people that help you the day of? I mean, you have people helping you grow. You have people that help you harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people that help the day of?
Yes. You know, a variety of individuals.
Sure.
We've had 4-H groups before. Our growers are typically there with us. But, for instance, a couple of the gals that stand at the money table for us, one is a cancer survivor, and one, she'd lost her husband to cancer.
Okay.
So it's important to them, but they're local, so they know the majority of the people. We can trust them to be there. We get pulled constantly,
people
wanting to visit. So it's nice. We have a lot of people helping.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, someone reached out. Yeah, her husband passed a couple years ago, and she wants to be there. She wants to help take to the cars, do whatever it is. She wants to do that in honor of her late husband.
I bet you've heard some really great stories, touching stories probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Through this over the last 11 years.
Yep.
Like that, people mm-hmm. that have lost loved ones, or maybe on the other side, the people that have great cancer survivor stories, which there are a bunch of.
Yeah, there are a bunch.
Which is both fortunate and unfortunate at the same time.
I know.
There's cancer is very much in the conversation in Iowa at the moment. And hopefully that there can be progress made on that, really.
Right.
So are there people that we need to recognize, Corinne? And by the way, Dave and Corinne Jenkins with me, the La La Project. It is a donation, correct? You're a nonprofit 501c3.
Correct. We are officially. Yep.
So if you need to get rid of some money, here you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Be a donation. It's a good donation for you. Sunday, September 20th from 1 until 3 at the White Fair Building. Go downtown, you'll see there. Go to the fairgrounds, and you'll see the crowd.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, are there people that you need to recognize that we want to make sure that we point out? Dave?
Gosh, I'd hate to.
I don't want to miss anyone.
Miss you, right. And I mean, obviously, like we said before, we couldn't do this by ourselves. It's become quite a. So those that help us, they
our
know
growers,
who they are, the friends, family.
Pickers, friends, family. Yeah, the survivors, those that they've been touched. I mean, just their stories for us is so meaningful.
Sure.
So, But yeah, all those, it's just, it's such a community effort.
Yeah.
I don't like to say this is ours. This is everybody's.
It has grown into quite the project. And I have people tell stories about other states. Like this, they got this package and it was great and it was wonderful. And it's just pretty remarkable, the footprint and the legacy now that you're leaving.
I do kind of like to tell this story. The Penn State head volleyball coach, she has received one of our packages.
No way.
Yes. She was fighting breast cancer a couple of years ago, and one of our friends at Hope Us, actually a gal from Griswold, she is a cancer survivor. She had received one of our packages. She knows the head coach or has a connection, and so she said, is there any way we can get one to her? I'm like, absolutely. So it has reached some
That's pretty remarkable.
Some distance, yeah.
That's cool. She needs to come down to a clinic sometime. Right. I think that's pretty.
Hey, there you go.
I like it.
I like it.
So the packages, you kind of tailor those. How do you get all, you mentioned the pillows, the port pillow. Mm-hmm. You have people that make the port pillow. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other items? Lemon heads?
Yeah, lemon heads. Blankets are a big thing. We hear often that, you know, especially during treatment, they're cold. So we go through a lot of blankets. Hospital socks.
What are hospital socks?
Where they've got like the little grips on the bottom.
Oh, sure, sure.
So especially if they're staying in the hospital, they've got the little grips on the bottom.
Okay.
Gas cards are huge.
Sure. A lot of traveling involved.
A lot of traveling involved. And people are missing work, right? And gas is so expensive. So that is a huge.
Have you noticed the price of diesel lately?
I've noticed.
Another high this morning, too, by the way. Wow.
Yeah.
Not to get off topic here or anything, but one of the other things that you hear a lot about nowadays. So we'd encourage people to go. This is a week from Sunday, correct?
It is.
1 week from this Sunday is when this will take place.
Yep.
It's a great event. It really is truly a great event. Hopefully we're going to talk about it a lot more. What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on yet this morning? Corinne or Dave? Anything else we need to touch on?
I think you've covered
it. I mean, it's...
This is great.
It is a... It's a really great project.
Thank you.
You just help people where you can help people, right? I mean, this is one that... And unfortunately, we have a lot of people that are impacted by cancer.
Right.
I mean, I have a lot of people my age, just a little older and just a little younger. I can name a whole bunch of them.
Maybe this is where we push, please, you know, preventative care.
Yes.
I mean, I would encourage that to everyone, you know, that I'm sitting by.
Yes.
Around. Please, please do your preventative checks with your doctors.
There are recommendations out there for people to do.
Yes.
But there are a lot of people, and I think, and it's no different. I mean, most people know two or three or four or five people that are dealing with or have dealt with cancer.
Yeah.
So
it
touches a lot of people in our area. So. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Go and enjoy.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I enjoy it. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
We'll see you tonight at
volleyball. Well, I suppose tonight at volleyball. Yeah. Do you have the inside scouting report on Underwood? What do you know about Underwood?
No. Unfortunately, we don't have that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get that tonight. So, very good. Nice to see you both.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Make it a great day. Nice to visit with you both. Again, Dave and Corinne Jenkins, the La La Project. It is Sunday, September 20th from 1 until 3 at the White Fair Building or White Show Barn here in Red Oak, so just head to the fairgrounds in Red Oak, Sunday, September 20th. It's a free will donation. Get one or two or ten, but be generous whenever you do. And our thanks to the Jenkins for stopping by and visiting us this morning.
The Mills County Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to the Los Hills Landfill Annual Golf Classic. It's Saturday, September 19th. Registration opens at 8:30 a.m. Player check-in.